Good evening, everybody. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board, meeting on Wednesday, November
19, 2014.
My name is Brian Edwards Teagan. I'm the chair. I'm going to ask our Secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov. Brian Edwards Teagart.
Here.
Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Meneja Saba. Raul Salvador.
Present.
Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
That's seven. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I sent out a proposed agenda very early this morning. Do I have a motion to adopt it?
So moved.
Any proposed amendments or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving the agenda? I'll recap for those people listening on the stream. The agenda will consist of minutes approval and then review of WPFW's budget, which was distributed to the committee earlier today. Hearing no objection, that agenda is now approved. We are on to the minutes from October 6th, which R. Paul Martin sent out earlier today. Do I have a motion to approve them?
I move to approve the October 6th minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to those minutes? Well, hearing no changes, are there any objections to adopting the minutes as submitted? Hearing none, the minutes of October 6th are now approved. I believe we have no further minutes awaiting approval. Is that correct, R. Paul?
No public session ones now.
Great. Thank you very much. We are now on to the WPFW budget, the latest draft.
Wait, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia?
Hi, I'm sorry. We approved October 6th, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And what's with the other minutes that are listed on the agenda, 14, 16, and 23?
R. Paul?
I didn't list them on the agenda. They're getting done. This is,
okay.
Since we have so many, they're piled up and they're getting round.
Oh, no, that's fine. That'll give me time. I had just one signing due on the 23rd ones. Okay. That's all.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I list minutes from every meeting we've had, not every set of minutes that's been submitted, just so we don't lose track of a meeting.
Oh, okay. And then, I always have a hell of a time, the point of personal privilege, finding anything on our Yahoo thing. So, R. Paul, if you don't mind also sending them to our list, that would be great. I think you always do, but thank you.
Okay, we're on to the WPFW budget. Raul, can you take us through the changes since the last version we've seen?
Okay. Well, the changes was for the listener support, the revenue section of the budget, and one other expense item that we had to revise. Firstly, the listener support, there was a question on how we arrive at the listener support numbers. We created a tab portion, the listener support collection tab, that's now included in the package, and it tells us each individual fund drive that's planned for fiscal year 2015, and each fund drive, goals are set, and a percentage of that fund drive, based on history and experience, we know how much of it is going to be pledged, and so we, from that pledge amount, we anticipated the collection period or the timing of the collection of those pledges, and and we put that into a spreadsheet, a matrix, so that we know exactly what is going to be received from each of the fund drive in each of the particular month of the fiscal year. Hence, we arrive at a figure of a total listener support number of $1,251,000. With that, if you notice, we also, in addition to the usual fund drive, we also have researched the monthly receipts of sustainers and installment payments, which about amount to about $14,000, which also include some of the leftover portion from the previous fund drives of the station that we're still getting. That is a fund drive. And then we also demonstrated, illustrated the receipt of the bequest that was received in October 2014, worth $74,800. That's showing on your budget spreadsheet, line 47. Initial receipt of $74,800 was for a bequest that was determined or had paperwork submitted in July of 2014. I have, at this point, we are assuming that this will be a part of, will be accrued as a revenue for the fiscal year 2014. However, we wanted to show the cash flow effect of this into the budgeting process. Hence, we are showing it under the capital items and non-budgeting, non-operating item on line 47. We also found out during my visit in Washington, D.C. last week that there is that $74,800 reflects a net amount after a tax withholding of about $17,000 was done. The executor or administrator of that bequest had communicated to us that they will be refunding to us that withholding tax. So an additional $17,000 would be coming hopefully this month back to WPFW. So we also reflected that under November 14 on the same line. So a total of about $91,000 has been added onto the non-operating items in WPFW's budget. In addition, with respect to line item number 991 for office rent, the initial budget showed 2 months with zero rent. That would be December 14 and January 2015. Because of the status of the lease and move negotiation, we do not anticipate that we will be able to benefit from the no rent month of the lease, which is December and January. This lease payment is February 1st if the existing proposed lease will be approved. It will be effective February 15th. So we added the 2 months' worth of lease for $12,000 each in the existing facility, in the current facility. And with that, we adjusted the revenue and expenses items there. That resulted into the a surplus of $3,000, $3,888 for PFW. That's it.
Okay. Tony?
I've got Tony. Who else?
Michael.
I've got Michael. Who else? Was that our Paul?
No, it wasn't.
So, this is Marcus. I'm on the call now. Sorry, I'm late.
Welcome aboard, Marcus. Tony, go ahead. Everybody else, mute your phones.
I just wanted to state, now that Marcus is here, that the LSB did review the budget, and the LSB approved it subject to the adjustment that CFO Raul just went over. So the LSB reviewed it and did approve this budget.
Okay. Michael?
Am I audible?
You are.
I was confused by the list of support collection tab that was added because it starts out with the anticipated pledge amount and then it applies a percentage of fulfillment. So let's say for December you have 200,000, 90% fulfillment, 180,000, and then it takes it and divides it up over several months.
Correct.
And kind of 94% of the 180,000 gets collected. But for the February drive, you're only showing 82% of the 85%. And I didn't understand. Are you thinking it's going to take longer to collect, or why?
Yes. Some of the items, we went over the. What we did is we look at each fund drive for each of the previous year's fund drive on the same period, and that's where we base our percentages for collections. So each fund drive is set, is different. Let's say the December one, we have a higher percentage on the same month because it's a December fund drive where people apparently was more generous in Washington.
No, I understand why you might have different percentages in different months, but I'm saying why is it only 82% of 90%?
That's the historical. We look at each individual individual fund drive reports, and that's what we're getting. We got about 82% of last year's fund drive.
So, Raul, I have a question on that note. If I'm reading the spreadsheet right, it looks like you're discounting for fulfillment twice.
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
Yes.
Like the February fund drive says there's a goal of 330. Then it discounts at 85%. Then it discounts again at 82% of the 85%.
Right. The first one is their goal. That's where they're working on. 85% is what they thought would be pledged.
And so they're planning to announce a higher goal than what they think they can raise.
Right.
Okay.
And then it's just like a target amount for the volunteers and the management and employees. And then based on historical data, they thought the total amount of collection would be done in 82% of the amount pledged for that drive.
So then I guess the other question, so you've projected on the drive-by-drive basis. It seems like a huge swing to have some drives fulfill at 94% and others fulfill as low as 82%.
Right. And that's kind of what we talked about during the discussions on this listener support. What has happened is the fluctuation of the month-to-month was a result of this uneven receipt of cash of listener support collection. There were and after we resolved this, we inputted these numbers, we look into the trends because the general manager was kind of relying on the trend, the same timing, the same trend of
the seasonality of each of the month's receipts will be the same from year to year, or from fund drive to fund drive year after year. And that's why we kind of play with this this module, so that it will show the actual projected revenue for each of the months for fiscal year 15.
Okay. And then the goals. What was the amount that was actually raised in the October, or pledged in the October fund drive?
The goal was $330,000. The pledge was about $280,000.
Is that including or not including the bequest?
Not including the bequest.
Okay.
So the bequest was about another $75,000. That's why the initial report that they had, well, they had $350,000, because they included the bequest.
And you think there's a sound historical basis for assuming 94% collection of the dollars pledged?
Yes, that's...
Did they actually get the 210 in October?
Yes,
75?
They did. Their actual receipts for October was $298,000, which is $298,000, including the $74,000 bequest. But what we have recorded here for the total revenue is only $237,000, plus the $74,000 that is on the cash flow disclosure section.
And you think there's a solid historical basis for their making $360,000 in May?
Right.
Is that just based on 2014 or also prior years?
Prior year. What happened was in last year's 2014, there was a fluke. They received about $200,000 worth of unremitted website income, and that became like a $500,000 revenue recognition for last year. But we put that into account, and we lowered our projection for May, the collection of it, to reflect a more realistic receipts for the May drive.
All right, anyone else with questions or comments on WPFW?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, looking, let me get back to it here. This will go all the way up. The 94% fulfillment rate, they really did that now, right? So they really actually got 94% fulfillment on that.
Right. Remember that 94 seems high, but it's 94% of 85%. Let me see here. Of the goal.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm entirely thrilled with the idea of doing it quite this way with multiple, you know, the goal and the stated goal and the real goal, which is lower. I don't know. I guess, you know, I suppose if it's working and it raises more money, I suppose that justifies it. The other thing is, now last year what happened was WPFW, it was reported in the spring, went from a very low, their transmitter went up to 100%. And that's, you know, that got them a lot more listeners because people could hear them. And how do you think that's going to affect things in terms of, you know, there's a differential there all before May of this year. and all after May of this year. You've got basically two different radio stations going on there in terms of power. How is that going to affect? How does that affect in this budget the on-air fundraising tally or fulfillment? With either way.
I think the interim general manager was very optimistic initially, and because of that change in power for WPFW. In fact, the very first version of the budget shows a listener support increase to $1.6 million, which we all felt that might be a little bit too aggressive. So after four different revisions of this budget, and because of the result of the October fund drive, we cut it down to where it kind of equals what was done in last year. Last year being about the same year that the transmitter modification has been done. So I really don't know the effect of that to the listenership, but it looks like the station is experiencing a lot of positive feedback from the community. So hopefully this is a conservative budget that we can live with.
All right, so, I'm, things like a 94% fulfillment rate, and at the end of 12 months, there's a surplus of under $4,000, and, how many FTEs are there on this?
There is 8 FTEs. I'm sorry, 11 FTEs, with, like about 6 part-time and 6 full-time.
All right, thank you.
Okay, anybody else on the WPFW budget?
I guess I am concerned that every one of the budgets has a different set of figures for the the sort of cash flow calculation, the listener. I think it's confusing. I was trying to look back at the KPFK. The KPFK one is based on a certain percentage, and then over a period of months, making 100% of that percentage. The KPFK one uses the traditional, assumptions tab. It just gives a number of days and how much they anticipate raising, and then just uses the 100% figure. I think we should really try to have something that's consistent across the network. At KPFK, I will say that the first month did not were behind the budget in terms of what we took in as compared to what was calculated as expected from the formula for listener support, a substantial amount. And so I think if we use the same type of formulas, we'd be better able to track how we're doing.
I think if we standardize these, the all the tabs for each of the budget package, that everybody will be on the same page, so that we anticipate what it is that we're looking for in a budget when we review them. However, initially, each individual, the WBAI, did theirs differently. They base it on average per day, and that's how they got their revenue. WPFW initially did the trend of how the fluctuation and given a percentage increase. That was the initial process that they went through. But we wanted to demonstrate here the listener support collection, and I think I totally like this whole exercise of listener support collection.
We also need what with WPF, KPFW, KPFK. I think it's a little bit different, and then KPFT is a little bit different if they have 100%, which account for maybe the other sustainers and everything all lumped in together because they don't have a separate line for that. But with WPFW, they have a separate line for those recurring payments that are not really part of the fund drive results. So they kind of make it up for that. The 94%, 85% of PFW was made up in that sustainers and retainers, which also makes sense in a way that we can justify the additional money coming in for a station. And I think probably in the next budget process, we should standardize and the way we derive our projections.
Raul, are there any areas of this budget that you are concerned about?
No, I think we went through this very thoroughly. We had a almost a four-hour discussion of this. We looked at every single item. But I think this is a little bit more realistic budget that I think reflects what's going on at the station, reflecting what has happened in the fund drive just concluded. I think this is a budget I could feel a lot better on.
My only area of concern is that overall it's forecasting $170,000 in increased revenue. It looks like that's mostly community events, major donor, and car donations. Do you think we should attach any proviso about reporting on progress towards making those fundraising goals and rebudgeting if they're not?
The consensus, which I totally agree, when we went over this, especially the community events, they have a plan. They have an event that they plan to do on a monthly basis. That would probably generate between $5,000 to $10,000 a month each month. So I think it's there. The only reason why it won't be there is when they stop, when they decide to cancel it. The proviso, just like any other station that we have approved, obviously if they are not making the revenue generated for the this quarter, we can revisit them. I think that should be a pretty standard process for this budgeting period. I mean, it's like everybody else. If this budget numbers are not met in the revenue side, then we'll need to make adjustments.
Okay, does anyone want to make a motion regarding the PFW budget?
Before that, I just wanted to point out we passed a motion recommending to PNB that all of the budgets be reviewed. I think it's monthly. So we're already looking at them, and we absolutely need to look at them, obviously. So I think that's covered already.
Okay. Good. You know, I want to defer to how folks want to do it locally, but I share our Paul's concern that it doesn't seem to make any sense to set a goal for fund drives that you know you can't make. Speaking as a programmer, I would find that incredibly demoralizing at my station, and I'm sure listeners would too. But if that's how they want to build the budget, I don't think it's our place to tell them not to. I have a motion to recommend WPFW's budget for approval.
Tony, so move.
Okay. Any objection or amendment?
Could I hear exactly what you want the motion to say?
The form of the motion is as on the agenda, and it is currently without any provisos. Do you have the agenda handy, or Paul?
Yeah, I'm clicking over there. I'm getting there. Let me use. So the motion would be the National Finance Committee recommends the WPFW budget to the Pacifica National Board for approval, and since there are no provisos, that would be it, right?
That would be it, unless someone wants to propose one. I'm not hearing any provisos. Michael?
I think our boss said we already kind of established across the board proviso that all the budgets need to be looked at monthly to see if they're actually performing
right
up to budget.
Of course, so, the prerequisite is we have to get budgets in place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, is there any objection to recommending the WPFW budget to the Pacifica National Board for approval? Hearing no objection, the motion carries. We have now disposed of, excuse me? We've now disposed of every budget before us. The Pacifica National Board's next meeting is going to be on December 4th. And Michael, I saw a fairly detailed email from you raising some concerns about KPFK's performance vis-a-vis the budget that we have already recommended. Do you want to reopen our discussion of KPFK's budget before the PNB takes it up?
Wait, we're having a meeting of our budget committee with the general manager and business manager on December 3rd. So I'm not sure I can bring you anything other than the concerns that we raised in our local finance committee.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, so just a question to Michael. So I assume this is after the LSB passed it?
Yes, our LSB passed the budget with the proviso that if the projected income, basically we're thinking about the income is not met within the first quarter, which is nearly at a close. I mean, we're almost 2 months into the first quarter already. That there would have to be adjustments. The management would have to make adjustments in the expenses to maintain a balanced budget. And then we got the first financials, not complete ones, but you know, complete enough to see that we were basically more than $50,000 under budget on. Support and income in general, and about $15,000 or more over budget on expenses in the first month. So when we looked at that at our local finance committee meeting last night, we basically passed a resolution, you know, calling for a budget revision as soon as possible by the management and after a meeting, which we're going to do on December 3rd. I guess next week is the holiday, and you know, it's impossible. Plus, we're just in the midst of the PRA drive and you know, looking at our own December drive.
Okay. Well, then your group can make recommendations directly to the PNB. I don't know, given the pace at which the PNB moves and the other things it has to deal with, if we will even get to the KPFK budget at the meeting on the 4th. But you'll have an opportunity to do it. The National Finance Committee is scheduled to meet this coming Tuesday. If you want, we can schedule a discussion on the KPFK figures you sent around. If not, I don't know that we have any work to do with that meeting. We could call it off. We've been meeting almost monthly for the past 2 months. What do you all think?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I'm sorry, what was the date?
25th.
Oh, yeah. I would say canceled. But I did want to also mention that the motion, which I don't, I'm driving, so I don't have anything before me, but the motion passed at KPFK was basically asking for something that I think all of us should ask for at our station, which is a contingency plan, a plan B, so that when the LSV reviews the budget quarterly in January, that there's already something in place that management can recommend as their plan B. And so, you know, with specificity, rather than arrive in January and just say, oh, we need something, and then that'll take 3 months. So, quite frankly, the state that all the stations are in, management should be, I think, alerted to start developing that plan B now if they should fall short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because the budget process is so delayed, we're looking at shaping budgets, and we actually have the data of what's happening, which is, you know, mm-hmm. when what's happening is not what's in the budget, and that's, you know, obviously cause for concern.
It's forcing us to have a reality-based budgeting conversation.
Yeah, that's right.
A really bad thing. Yeah, I agree with you all, and I would encourage those of you who are treasurers to work with your general managers on those contingency plans. Because we may have to, you know, all it takes is one bad fund drive for us to have to cut expenses in a hurry. So the question is, what to do about Tuesday's meeting? Do I have a motion to cancel it?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay, I'll take the motion from Barbara Whitman. Is there any objection to canceling the meeting for this coming Tuesday?
Is there enough time to cancel it with notice?
There's no notice required for canceling a meeting.
Oh, okay.
Just for calling one.
Okay. All right, well, that's good.
Any objection? Okay, hearing no objection, R. Paul, we've passed a motion to cancel this Tuesday's meeting. Can you take it off the KPFTX?
I'm going up there right now and log it in. So, okay, yeah.
All right. Well, have a good holiday, everyone. That'll leave us 3 weeks until our next meeting.
Excellent.
The next meeting is when? I'm sorry.
R. Paul, you have the KPFTX calendar.
Let me get back to that screen. Okay. Oh, calendar. Okay, I'm locking in again. The next one is December, big calendar. December
9th.
Pardon me? December 9th. December 9th.
Okay. Just less than 3 weeks from today. Anybody want to bring it? That's right. Go crazy.
Happy holidays.
Does anyone want to bring up any new business before we adjourn for the night?
I'll just say that I'll send the what I sent you, Brian, I guess, to the whole committee, and, you know, people can, if they want that much detail on, you know, sort of the financials, monthly financials.
The more detail in circulation, the better.
Okay.
All right. Hearing no new business, we have reached the end of our agenda. I would like a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Barbara Whipperman moves adjourning. Is there any objection? We are now adjourned. Have a wonderful holiday, however you're spending it. Talk to you in 3 weeks.
Happy holidays.
Night, everyone.